All I can talk about with any authority is the poet's life. Although I've written some short stories and used to write a lot of book reviews for a variety of literary journals, it's as a poet that I'm known and taken seriously. I began publishing my poetry in the mid-1980s. There were lots of small press magazines around at that time. They were what you would call underground publications, in that they weren't really on the media's radar and sold in the hundreds. Despite this, they could be very influential. All the poets submitted their work to these magazines. It was part of a great learning curve for me to see my efforts published alongside those of my contemporaries. I began to find employment running writers' workshops. I worked for a number of organisations. The Workers' Educational Association was one of the main ones. Kirklees Metropolitan Council also employed me to run workshops in libraries in the Huddersfield and Dewsbury areas. There were all kinds of odd groups who might hire a poet, though. I remember Gingerbread, a single parent group, hiring me to run a workshop in a waiting room in Doncaster bus station. I also began to give poetry readings. Initially, these were events at which I appeared for nothing, or next to nothing, usually in pubs or community centres. That changed after my first book was published in 1987. Suddenly people were offering me good fees to go to Cardiff, or Newcastle, or Belfast, and read to people who'd come just to see me, or me and one other poet anyway. There were usually two poets on the bill. This brought me into contact with a lot of other interesting poets, and it's good to make these contacts. I got to know some poets who have remained lifelong friends. I decided to start a small press myself, because I'd met other people who were doing it, and felt that if they could, so could I. I did it for 12 years, publishing 30 issues of a magazine, The White Skirt. More than 300 writers appeared in the magazine over 12 years. Some of them were in it frequently. I think I published altogether 35 poems by Ian Macmillan, for instance. I also published 24 books and pamphlets. Running the press was another large learning experience for me. I used to be sent a lot more material than I could possibly publish. I couldn't put an exact figure on it, but I'd estimate that I only had space in the magazine to publish 10% of what I received. 10% at the most. Reading all this stuff, evaluating it, having to make tough decisions regarding poems that just marginally failed to hit the target for me. Well, when you take this hypercritical eye back to your own poems, you certainly improve. I'm fairly sure I wouldn't have become the poet I did if I hadn't learnt so much from editing the magazine and having to judge other poets' work.